I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy'll sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky, in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
We are very fine china. We need special care. And the GE dishwasher provides that care. Sparkle, sparkle, not a markle. Stain our china finery. You will find behind the sparkle, there's a GE. Clean and shining plates for dining, just the way they ought to be. And you'll find behind the sparkle, there's a GE. No hand rinsing, easy loading, custom styling too. And it's fully automatic, saving work for you. Gleaming china, nothing finer, nothing lovelier to see. And you'll find behind the sparkle, there's a GE.
Bang, blago bang, blago bang, boss of attack. Champa, vous la, vous ça, oh la bo. It's a tagore, me, she gets about it. Ulu, busu, bulu, ulu, vasu, bada, tumba, boutumf. Goose, gama, boutumf. Elefanto, bambla, valley, bambla, grossega, mpfa. Ablohor, migiga, gormin. Ego, bloiko, russel, hooju. Ola ka, ola la, and I go bang, blago bang, blago bang, boss of attack. Champa, vous. Oula, vous ça, oh la bo. Et ça t'agore, mais j'ai qu'à ce bar, vu le bussu, vu le houlou, vassu bar, tu me boutumf, goussa gamma boutumf.
What is this that stands before me?
Nose Hair Lakeland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Yeah. conscious. This is all happening telepathically.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the childrens.
My friend, of her coming. Stop the so large attacking at you. Yes, they did not believe until the end. Rumbled away, and voices are crying. All doubters and rage, and people are dying by laser rays. Destruction is many. Earth-shaking storm. Millions lay rotting for door to harm. Chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. Yes, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. But still, she came down from Mars. This creature from
out for a man. He's the driver of a woman chasing van. He has fun with all the women he deceives. He has many tricks up his sleeves. He goes cruising in his custom painted van. Tinted lights inside, he keeps it spick and span. Little girl, how would you like to take a ride? Little girl, look at me inside. Come in, my dear. Relax. Don't fear. We're off. I love you.
Here comes the bandman. Here comes the bandman.
Come on in, declared the spider to the fly. With a grin, he's such a nice guy.
The adult toy.
He's the bandman and he's coming after you. When he finds you, what will you do? Don't laugh at this. You're on his list. You're next, I warned you.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Let's make looks in the bathroom. Make everyone wonder what's going on. Let's make looks in the bathroom. Come on, baby, baby, now you won't regret. You're ready on your mark. Get set. Let's go to the hall and get real wet. Show you a time that you won't forget. Only thing that's missing is our turn. These geeks are friends of yours. Make everyone wonder what's going on.
whole lot. When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it. Thank you.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
Sitting in my chair, nothing to do. Doorbell rings, package, woohoo. Ran to the door. Please be for me. Big brown box, heavy as can be. Picking package up wasn't for me. It's for my dad. What could it be?
Hey man, that's a nice looking box. What do you think it is?
I don't know, man. There's a million possibilities.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well,
maybe it's a stereo with big speakers and surround sound. Maybe it's a VCR made out of gold or brand new car. Maybe it's an icy machine that makes my sink called Slurpees. Maybe it's a pony with big butt and big herpes.
Maybe it's a big TV with a screen the size of the sea. Maybe it's Michael Jackson. No, wait, I don't like her. Sitting in my room, fan on high, package on the floor, time going by. Poked a pen through top of the box, put a straw in, looked through the top, couldn't tell what it was. Made the hole bigger, another box inside. Breaking a sweat, dad home soon. Clock still ticking, what's in the box? Maybe it's 1/4 a crack, or maybe 14 pounds of smack. Maybe it's a pop machine that bends out ounces of good weed. Maybe it's a baby that looks just like Slim Shady. Maybe it's Anthrax, also known as Caliban Snacks. Maybe it's Yoda with a bong, wearing a thong. Maybe, 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 maybe. Maybe it's something nice. Maybe it's a human sacrifice. Maybe it's something for me, like a pimp suit or a prostitute. Maybe, 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 maybe. Circling my room, patience running low. What's in the box? I really wanna know. What the hell am I waiting for? Looking at the box, it's coming aboard. Oh, screw it, here I go. Opening the box, very slow. Oh my god, I have an erection. I just found Dad's porn collection.
A large square of concrete, like the foundations of a building that hadn't been built. But he had little walls, about a foot high or something, looked like that. Maybe 2 foot high, 3 foot high. And in fact, it was a sort of, the top of it, and with a sort of flat roof. And I thought, oh, I see. And then I pointed as a car got past it. I said, what was that? And the country person who was with me said, that's where they keep pigs. I thought, oh, yes, I see, that's where they keep pigs. And the sun was shining down, and the grass was green, and it was a very lovely drive in the country. And I suddenly thought that what that building must be like from the inside. Pigs. In there. Pigs. In there. Surrounded by fields, really nice trees, but there's this sort of low, like a sort of a large square of concrete, like the foundations of a building that hadn't been built. But it had little walls, about a foot high or something, looked like that, maybe 2 foot high, 3 foot high. And in fact, it was a sort of, the top of it, with a sort of flat roof. And I thought, oh, I see. And then I pointed as a car got past it. I said, what was that? And the country person who was with me said, that's where they keep pigs. I thought, oh, yes, I see, that's where they keep pigs. And the sun was shining down, and the grass was green, and it was a very lovely drive in the country. And I suddenly thought that what that building must have been like from the inside. Pigs. In there. Pigs.